Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. So pleased to be here with you on this Thursday afternoon. We've been talking all day about Dave Dombrowski's press conference today. Topper's not quite as eventful as Dave Dombrowski. Topper, whew, you guys have said it before. You don't usually see Topper without the hat on.
Man.
What a head of hair on that
guy. Oh, yeah, he's a snack.
Oh, my God. I mean, it
catches you off guard when you see it. But I'm like, whoa.
I feel like I'm watching Goodfellas. You know?
Now he dyes it, you think?
Yeah.
He's
sure.
Got to.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's pretty. It doesn't look doctored.
Let me stop.
Well, go ahead.
I'm just saying that's fully colored. Like, that's
yes.
Full, yeah, that's in his.
He's dipping his head in Bic ink before he goes out there.
I tell you what, I don't know if he should.
There's literally no gray in there.
Not
anywhere.
One. Look at me. Dude, I'm covered in gray.
He could pull. What if he pulled off 1 year? He goes like Paulie Walnuts. And it makes it look like
he does
a skunk.
The wings?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I love to
Come
see
on,
that.
Man.
Yeah.
I don't know if there are any rules about this, about a manager. If he doesn't have to wear a hat, he shouldn't wear a hat during the game. He should be out there just with his.
That's why I'm surprised he still has a great head of hair. Because when you wear a hat a lot, I feel like sometimes you lose it.
Doesn't do it.
I don't think I've ever seen a manager without a hat on.
Yes. Well, I think he should. I think he should. And I think he should leave his jersey unbuttoned.
Well, that's Gabe. Now you're getting into Gabe's
territory. Yeah, all the way to the middle. But Rob Thompson is who Gabe Kapler thought he was from a physical standpoint.
Oh, no, man. Gabe might be the best looking man I've ever seen, man.
Well, he's a little too. Oh, here we go.
Break it down for us.
Okay. The reason he is sculpted, right?
Yep,
he is chiseled.
What sets him apart?
But I don't think he's sexy. I don't think. If I was a woman, I would, I'm just being honest, I would look at Gabe Kapler and say that is a specimen. He would be a good, stripper or something. But but he doesn't.
He'd be a good stripper.
There's no, it looks fake almost.
Right.
He doesn't look real. Whereas Rob Thompson, I think, exudes sex. Whereas.
Wow. Jesus.
Clip this audio.
Yeah, seriously. You leaned all the way into this one. Rob Thompson looks sexy.
I mean, look at that head of hair, man. Okay, that dude.
I'm with you on the hair.
How
man.
Old is
that's
he?
Why, that's
is
why
he?
I'm getting off the bus with the hair.
He's like 62.
Okay. Yeah. Well, he's looking great.
Well, Gabe drank. Didn't he drink like coconut milk and all of that? Like spit the ice cream out?
He did. He had a very strict diet. The coconut thing was the oil, though. And if you remember, he used coconut oil for.
Yeah. Hey, that was a great moment.
It was a great moment. They found his old blogs. They found his old blogs. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Engagement season is here. It all starts with a world-class diamond. Go where the pros go. Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Do 50-year-olds look as old as they used to? 86.9% say no. There we go.
There we go.
So, one of our favorites this year was Nick Castellanos. Fan favorite, I think everyone could say. Everybody loves Casty, right?
Real quick, which podcast are you more looking forward to listening? When Castellanos leaves the Phillies and goes
or
on a
AJ.
Podcast? Or AJ when he eventually leaves
there's
the
There's no doubt AJ's, yeah.
Yeah, AJ, yeah. But Casty.
He's dying to let it out somewhere. He's going on Michael Parsons' podcast, no doubt.
Somewhere.
Yes.
Yeah. Somewhere.
No, you know what? No, he's going on Slay's podcast.
Yes. Both former Eagles.
Yeah. Oh, man. Slay's going to be right in there with him.
I believe passer rating against Slay this year is 112.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cooked.
Yeah, that's not good.
That's not very good.
That's not good.
Yeah, I think Castees will be something else, too. Castees waiting to talk.
He's going to unleash
on
Thompson.
He's more likely to certainly let it all fly.
Well, 100%. He's going to say something. I guarantee there's something about Bryce.
He will level Bryce. He's going to level Rob Thompson, but he's already sort of hinted.
He's already done that, yeah.
And maybe since he's already done it about Rob Thompson, he won't do it about Rob Thompson, so the Bryce thing is more effective, I wonder.
And the fans. He's going to bury the fans.
You think so?
I think so.
I don't know. Well, speaking of him.
He buries the fans.
Nick Castellanos has a year left on his contract. He is a Philly. Even when the World Series ends, he's still a Philly. Here is Dave Dombrowski on Castellanos.
If there were a few moments this season where Nick seemed upset with his role and maybe with Rob to a degree, I know he's under contract, but can that relationship continue for another season?
Well, we'll see what happens. I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to get into specific players that are on our roster under contract, but the things that you talked about are accurate, but we'll see what happens.
Well,
we'll see what happens about a guy under contract.
Yeah.
The things you talked about are accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make sure he put that in there, too. Yeah, he's out.
And they asked
him. They're certainly going to try to move him.
One interesting.
Well, I think they might release him if they can't get any for him.
Okay.
Like, I think it's that.
Okay.
It's that bad.
They'll pay it.
Yeah.
The bummer, if they can't find a trade partner, is that is money that, you know. Now, if they trade him, no one's going to. You either have to pay part of it or attach a prospect. It would be nice to get that money off the books.
Sure.
For next year.
Oh, yeah.
$20 million, not nothing.
Yep.
You know, him and Taiwan, that's $38 million total.
Yep.
So Taiwan, though, was a good soldier. Nick Castellanos was not.
Who would have thought that?
That Taiwan is the good soldier?
I mean, 2 years ago, Taiwan was ticked off about his role.
Yeah, well, he wasn't on the postseason roster.
Give him credit, man. He's a good soldier this year. And we needed him.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, he was valuable to us.
And with the uncertainty about Wheeler, now, he didn't give a good update on Wheeler.
Yes, it was positive about Wheeler.
But he still said mid to late May, which is a month and a half.
You got to add another 2 to 4 weeks on that.
Hold on. Not exactly what he said. So, now, I'm just telling you. He said that the time period is anywhere from, and this is being able to pitch in Major League Baseball, from the end of spring training to mid to late May. So somewhere in that range, the end of spring training to mid to late May is what he said.
All right.
Yeah.
So, but regardless, if it is mid to late May or early May, it's still at least a month.
Yeah.
And like Painter, you hope is good. You might need to keep Taiwan. Like, at least for the beginning of the year.
Depending on where Wheeler is. Well, if you can't pay, if no one's going to take the money, I don't mind having Taiwan on the team.
Yeah, he was a good soldier about his role.
Yeah.
Like I said, we needed him last year. He was valuable to us.
The only purpose in getting rid of Taiwan is getting the money off the books.
Yes.
And if you're not able to get the money off the books, he was fine.
Yeah.
And the other thing that Dombrowski said about Castellanos that I thought was interesting is there was a follow-up. It wasn't a follow-up question. It was because everybody had to get their question in. Somebody asked the exact same question later on. But he said that they asked about the Castellanos thing, and they said, and he said, normally I like those things to be kept in house. He's not the first player that's been unhappy. And he said the same thing on our show. He said he doesn't want to comment. And he said he has been involved in those things before. And the follow-up question was, did you get involved with the Rob Thompson, Nick Castellanos thing? And he said, yes.
Yeah.
So he was involved in whatever that was, you know?
Yeah.
I need to know what he said to Thompson. How is that not out yet?
I know.
You know, I need to know what he said to Thompson to piss him off that one time.
Yeah, he had to call him something.
Something.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt.
What if he made fun of his hair? That would have been.
What if he told him his hair couldn't take a toupee off?
Yeah. What if he said, everybody says your hair's not even that good, Topper. Hair's not even
that good. Take that hairpiece off.
Yeah, take that
hairpiece
off.
No, we don't know if that's a hairpiece. I'm just saying that could be something that Casting could have said.
The only hairpiece we know of, sure, is Jack Fritz over there. who's been wearing a hairpiece for three years now.
I spit on people.
Yeah.
I'm 400 pounds.
Where'd you get that from?
You do wear a hairpiece, though. It's okay.
I don't wear a hairpiece.
It looks good.
Yeah, okay. I got you. Yeah, yeah. More lies.
It's okay to admit the hairpiece thing. It looks good.
He's pulling his hair.
That's what everybody with a hairpiece does.
Look, it doesn't move.
Yeah. Thick head.
Two 215-592-9494. It was chilly outside this morning, and it's going to get even colder. The winter's going to be there, and at night, you're going to be in your home, and those old drafty windows, boy, they're gonna be a thorn in your side, because that cold air is going to get in there. It's going to make your house less comfortable. It's going to make your energy bills go up. It's a good time to call Guided Door and Window, because right now, their buy one, get one half off sale is going on right now. It's on all qualifying windows and doors. So for every window or door you buy, you get a second one 50% off. Mix and match based on whatever you need, because you might need more doors than windows or more windows than doors. Buy an entry door, get half off a storm door. Buy a patio door, get 50% off a window. The more that you get, the more that you save. This is for a limited time, and there are restrictions as well. You can start your project with no money down and interest-free financing for up to 18 months. What you got to do is call Guida today. Schedule a free no-obligation in-home estimate at 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. goguida.com. That's go G-U-I. Leave me alone, Jack. goguida.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Lenny in Turnersville. You're on WIP. What's up, Lenny?
Lenny!
Hey, how we doing, guys? Two quick points. I've been on hold for 2 hours, but here we go.
All right. Not starting the right way here.
Yeah, here we go.
All right.
The luxury cap.
Yeah, luxury tax.
Luxury tax.
Yep.
Harper, Turner, Wheeler, they all want to win for the fans. You really want to win for the fans and win for the organization? Well, how about walking into Dombrowski? Hey, I'll take a pay cut. Let's re-sign them, okay? Let's get some ABB players, okay? Here's the way they do in the NFL. I don't know if they can restructure. Bottom line is, why don't they ask them, hey, can you guys take a pay cut so we can get this ball player in town, okay? My second point, Harper's like Trout. They're on the backside of their careers. And here's the other thing. Ike, what do we expect out of Harper?
Yeah.
Give me 275, give me 280 during the season, give me 25 home runs during the season, but this is what I want in the playoffs.
Okay.
I don't want you to hit 205 in the last 10 playoff games. I want you to hit 305, give me 6-7 home runs, and give me about a dozen RBIs, okay?
That's
Everybody's talking about what they want to do in the regular season. Look, 10 games, the last 10 playoff games, he's hitting 205.
Yeah, I mean, listen, yeah, the postseason stuff is fair. That is certainly fair. You almost say to yourself, yeah, get through the regular season. That's great what you do there, but you mostly need to step up in the postseason.
And that's one thing we were waiting for this year.
Yeah.
And I look at it a little different, Lenny, in that the numbers aren't really what I care about. What I care about is when there are moments. I want to swing the game. Nobody cares. You know, everybody ripped Aaron Judge for how Aaron Judge performed in the postseason. He hit 500 this year with a 1300 OPS. And you know who, if Yankee fans care, they don't. Because they won the wild card round, they won one game in the ALDS, and they lost. Because what it ends up mattering is, do you get the hits that can swing a game? So I agree with you, but I agree with you in terms of production overall. But what I would also say is, even in the Met series, where his production looks good on paper, there was a moment that could swing it. He didn't come through in that moment, and I would have traded the 1,000 OPS for coming through in that one particular moment. Now, look, it's easy to say, right? It's easy to say, I want you to get a big hit at the biggest time, but that's what you look for from these guys. And if you are...
That's fair.
If you're framed as a playoff riser, you have to rise during the playoffs, you know?
And the other thing is, look what the Dodgers did. How did they win the game against the Phillies? They put the ball in play.
We don't have anybody who can put the ball in play.
Well, that's not true. I mean...
Who put the ball in play in the last 10 playoff games when it counted?
You're doing when it counted. Who puts the ball in play on the Phillies? Bryson Stott puts the ball in play. Alec Bohm puts the ball in play.
Trey Turner
puts the ball in play. But you have to... Nobody wants to hear this. Thank you for the call, Lenny, because everybody's obsessed with small ball. You have to hit home runs in the playoffs.
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah, you do.
You look at the history of that.
One game we won is we hit home runs.
That other stuff is nice. And when I think you have to be able to put the ball in play when it'll swing the game. When there's a guy on second and third and one out, you need to be able to get a guy home.
Drive her on home.
I think part of the problem with some of our bigger guys is they don't really change that approach too much. And for Trey, for Schwarber, for Bryce, they're still up there trying. I want them to try to hit home runs, but when we're in a series where one run's going to swing the game in every single thing, I need you to just get a guy home.
You know, they don't change their approach based on the circumstances in the game.
It doesn't feel like it. And Trey was weird because Trey had the 1-3 hit game, but everybody only had one good game.
Except for
JT and Castellanos had big hits, but everybody else.
Bomer.
And Bohm. Right. You're right. Bohm.
Players are on the chopping block.
Yes. Castellanos.
Get him out of here. Get him out of here.
They're the issue.
215-592-9494. Violet in Virginia. You're on WIP. What's up, Violet?
Hi there. Happy birthday to you.
There we go.
Happy birthday to you.
Yep. This is how our delegation says it.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, different vibe.
Yeah, I like it. It's like a Marilyn Monroe vibe.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Well, I was going to do that, but you know.
I'm married. Yeah, it's all good. It's a birthday, though. It's a birthday present.
I just wanted to
comment on both Dombrowski and Rob Thompson. I thought they were both appropriate. I mean, if people were expecting Dombrowski to talk about who they were keeping and who they were getting rid of, it just would not have been an appropriate time to talk about that. So, you know, I applaud him for that, and I applaud him for how he answered with some of those questions. And as far as Rob Thompson, I know people really wanted him gone. I absolutely adore him. I love him. I think he's a player's coach. And I actually could really hear the pain in his voice. So I think we just need to make a couple little changes here and there. But I actually did like your last caller's take on taking a pay cut with some of these guys. But, you know, that's a whole nother story. I just think we need a couple pieces of the puzzle, you know. We got a great pitching staff. I mean, I would love to keep Ranger, and I would love to keep JT. I don't know if that's going to happen. Probably not. I'd like to keep Schwarber, too, but... You know, I mean, we just have to sit back and see how this all plays out. And as for the Eagles, oh, gosh.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a tough one. You know, I think Jalen just, he's got to get a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know, he's got to start, he's got to step up. I mean, I love him, but, you know, come on now.
Yeah,
you've been in the league for a while now. You got to step up. Do something different. You know, roll out.
Yeah, prove it.
Yeah. But I know. I was talking to the morning guys, and they were saying to do that, you have to be under center more. So,
you
know, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. Thank you for the call, Violet.
Good call.
She'll mention that every quarterback has things they don't like to do, and that's true. And Joe Burrow doesn't like being under center. The difference is that Joe Burrow is not the quarterback of a power-running football team. That is not a football team that runs. He is going to throw the ball all over the place.
He's clearly better thrower.
Better thrower, yes.
Well, better thrower.
The under center stuff helps with the running game. It helps with play action and the running game.
The Bengals aren't They don't rely on the run game the way the Eagles do.
No, they use it's the opposite, right? And there's a lot of there's more quarterbacks that are in shotgun and pistol now, so much more than 20 years ago. I mean, it's way more. But again, they're supposed to be a running team. It would help if he were under center more and they could disguise that a little bit.
Takes me back to the Chris Sims comments. You know, this idea that Jalen won't allow them to change some of the things in the offense, which could be lining up under center. Like, they may feel like, well, hell, we could get the running game going a little bit better if we ran the ball from under the center.
Yes.
At times, and you could do the little play action.
Well, think about the stat we were talking about yesterday with Baldy, that Saquon is getting hit by behind the line of scrimmage more than any time in his career and second most in the NFL right now. Yeah. Well, if you are giving him the ball under center and he is hitting the line with a sort of a head of steam, mm-hmm. as opposed to it coming from shotgun, mm-hmm. where he is stationary when he's getting the ball and he's 4 yards mm-hmm. or 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage, that would make a big difference.
And I'll tell you, from playing the linebacker position, this is the impact it has on your second level of defense. Quarterbacks under center, he turns to hand that ball off. I have to honor that. So I have to be ready to play downhill so I can defend the run. And where it benefits the offense is when you run play action off of that.
Because it freezes you.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Or I've committed.
Right.
Because you run the ball so well.
Right.
I have to try to get downhill. Now, when you pull a ball out after you stick it in the running back's belly in a play action formation, that area behind the linebacker and the safety is wide open. That's where the play-action pass helps. So the reason why the play-action and shotgun doesn't work, because now as a linebacker, I see Saquon lined up right next to you as the quarterback, and the only thing you can do is either fake the ball in his belly.
Yes.
And depending on down and distance, I'm not going to honor that as much. I'm just not. I'll wait until you give him the ball, and then I'll get downhill versus if you're under center, I have to be ready to go because he's going to have a head of steam. That's the difference. He's starting from a stop position in the shotgun. Under center, Saquon is getting the ball coming downhill.
Well, and that is, he has been under center, but and this is part of the predictability thing,
yes.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Because every time they're under center, they do run. But what that means is that when the linebacker sees that you're under center, they know you're going to run.
They know you're going to run the ball.
There's no question.
You haven't broken enough tendencies by doing both to make the defense honor one thing or the other. And that's where, if true, the Chris Sims sort of thing about Jalen not allowing them to change things, that makes a little more sense. Because if you're Nick and Kevin Petullo and you're trying to get the running game going, why wouldn't you? It just doesn't make sense to me that you wouldn't get under center and give the ball to Saquon out of the dot, meaning the eye behind the center, versus him being offset. It's easier for a defense to see that when he's offset.
Well, and even if we put the language that Chris Sims used to the side, won't allow them to, is unable to.
Mm-hmm.
Forget the idea of Jalen saying, absolutely not, I'm not going to do it.
That, yeah.
Yeah, if he does it.
If he's not good at it or unable to do it.
Unable to do it because they didn't work on it, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's a hindrance.
215-592-9494, talking about Dave Dombrowski's press conference today. Do you feel any better? Do you feel worse? Are you mad? And coming up next, Mike Mayock joins us. And the first question I'm going to ask Mike Mayock, give us something that they're doing well that'll make us optimistic. We'll see if he handles it better than Sheil and Jordan Mailata did. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.